Well, hey, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. I hope your day is going great. Thanks so much for joining us today. I want to start with an apology. You do not recognize the dulcet tones of the beloved Dan Osborne this morning. This is Paul from Marion covering for Dan today on the Drivecast. And we are continuing to talk about parenting coming off of this past Sunday in the Me and You series. And on Fridays, we talk about lament. And so the text from today in the devotional content, which you can always find in the LifePoint Ohio app, just talks about the priority that parents have in the role that parents play when it comes to parenting. I think, unfortunately, there's often this perception that the church, the organized church, it's the role of the leaders in the church to be the primary disciplers of our kids. And that's just a false belief. While the church absolutely plays a role in the discipling of your kids, and we want to, in every way we possibly can, partner with you. We have a phrase, we say we want to partner with parents. It's just that, it's a partnership where the parents really play and step into the primary role of discipler, of teaching our children to learn from Jesus, to live like Jesus, and to really then teach others to learn from and to live like Jesus. It's this process of discipleship, and the ownership of parents discipling their kids comes from Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 9. And the text says this: "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates." And so there's this clear priority. The text shows us that we need to be talking about the Lord with our kids. We need to be diligently teaching the Word of God to our kids, having conversations with our kids. And I think the question then comes, are we? Do our kids, and are we raising our kids to know the world more than they know the Lord? And I think that's a difficult question we have to ask. And I think to the point of today, this lament, I think generally speaking, in American Christianity, we have so often fallen short of that. And I think here within just our local body, we have room to grow and improve there to say, hey, I want to own the discipleship of my kids. And again, we as the church, we want to do everything we possibly can. And I hesitate using that phrase, we as the church, because the church is the people of God. It's not a building, but it is not the pastoral staff's the pastoral staff is not the primary discipler of your kid. I think that's the point we have to try and get across. You as the parents, we as the parents, like just as I need to personally be the primary discipler of my kids, so too does every other person in the church who calls themselves a Jesus follower, who has kids. All right, it's a primary role. And so speaking of this lament, I know as I look around our community, and again, I know this is typically Dan's day, but if I'm thinking about Marion, I look around and I see so many kids without parents who are following Jesus. I see so many kids without parents in general, and it is really heartbreaking. And that's really something I think we can take to God, where we can mourn the fact that so many in our communities live and exist without parents who are leading toward Christ or who know Christ at all. And so many kids have to figure out who God is in a different way, other than how God has designed it, which should be from our parents. And so, to that point, I'm going to read the lament section at the end of your devotional content again that you can find within the app. I'm just going to read it as it is, and allow sort of the heaviness of what's being read to settle in on you. And maybe that this is personal for you. Maybe again, you look around your community, you look at your neighborhood, your school, and it's not out of a sense of judgment, but out of a sense of heartbreak of, God, I wish this were different. I wish that I pray things could be different. And maybe we then say, Lord, start with me. I think one of the greatest ways that we can influence and impact others is by first drawing a circle around ourselves and say, God, start with me. If I want to see impact and change in the world, God, I first need you to impact and change me and how I parent and how I lead and how I disciple. And so again, I'm going to read this entire thing and we're going to go through this, and I'll close us in a prayer as well, just as a follow-up. And I want to give you some space to pray as well. And I do want to say thanks so much for joining us here on the DriveCast today. Lord, today we turn to you and lament parents who have forsaken their calling to their children. We lament those who must grow up with absent fathers and mothers, and for the emotional scars that their absence leaves in the hearts of their children. And at the same time, we lament how absent parents and broken families impact our society in negative ways. We grieve the members of our church who had to walk through life without the safety and security of a present loving parent. Lord, we also turn our attention to children who have to learn faith on their own, whose parents have not provided a home for their faith to flourish. God, we're sad for those who do not have a parent to turn to for spiritual wisdom and guidance. So Lord, hear our cries for help. Convict the hearts of those who have been abandoned, who have abandoned their children. Be near to those who do not have an earthly father. Be present to them as their heavenly father. We trust you, Lord, for the redemption of relationships and the restoration of the hearts that have been broken by missing parents. We trust that where the ideal is lacking, grace abounds. We come to you, Father, and we ask for you to do what only you can do. Allow the right grieving of what we see, the lament that we are expressing to you, Father, to change us, and then reshape the communities within which we live and exist. Lord, we love you. Do what only you can do by your Spirit. It's in Christ's name we come. Amen.